This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged NDA members of Parliament to adhere to the rules of Parliament, uphold the principles of parliamentary democracy, and exhibit good conduct, which he said is essential for being a good MP. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi this morning. This was the first meeting of NDA since the formation of the new government. Briefing media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister guided all NDA MPs on proper conduct. Mr. Rijiju conveyed that the Prime Minister also emphasized that every MP has been elected to serve the country, and regardless of the party they belong to, service to the nation is the foremost responsibility. The Prime Minister also encouraged MPs to develop expertise in issues of the interest, such as water, the environment and social sectors. The Prime Minister also appealed to every MP to take the family to visit the Pradhan Mantri's Sangrahalaya. Mr. Rijiju highlighted that the museum beautifully encapsulates the journey of all Prime Ministers, from the first Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru to present PM Narendra Modi, without any political bias. Earlier, NDA leaders and members felicitated PM Modi on becoming Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses in the Lok Sabha this evening. He will also address the Rajya Sabha tomorrow. This was informed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju after the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi. Meanwhile, both the Houses of Parliament today resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address. In the Lok Sabha, participating in the discussion, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said, "The present government lacks absolute majority and this is a victory of the India Alliance." During his speech, Mr. Yadav raised questions over the Indian economy, saying that despite India becoming the fifth largest economy in the world, per capita income is still slow. He also raised the issue of paper leaks to target the government, alleging that the government does not want to give employment to the youth. Santosh Pandey of the BJP raised objections over yesterday's remarks of Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, Birendra Prasad Baishya of the AGP raised the issue of inclusion of some communities of Assam in the list of scheduled tribes. He also talked about issues of illegal migrants in the state and stressed on the need to take steps to protect the identity of indigenous people of Assam. Mr. Baishya demanded that flood in Assam should be declared a national problem. BJP MP Ashok Rao Chavan of the BJP said that a wrong narrative was established during the election that his party intended to change the constitution. The Delhi High Court is scheduled to hear Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea challenging his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, linked to the alleged Leaker policy case. Mr. Kejriwal, in his plea, said the CBI has not presented any new evidence or justification for his arrest in the arrest memo or grounds of arrest. The Aam Aadmi Party leader challenged the court order on June 26th, which remanded him in CBI's custody for 3 days. The CBI had arrested Kejriwal in the alleged Leaker policy case on the same day, months after the Enforcement Directorate arrested him in a money laundering case stemming from the Leaker policy scam. In Jharkhand, 6 Maoists were apprehended during an ongoing combing operation across the state. 4 Maoists were arrested from forest areas in Latihar district, while one each was arrested in Ranchi and Khuti districts. Arms, ammunition and objectionable literature were seized from the Maoist possession. One Maoist surrendered to the Ranchi police. Australia has more than doubled the cost of student visa fees from $710 to $1,600. The move will impact lakhs of Indian students planning to study in the country. The Australian government has said the additional revenue will help fund initiatives in education. In another decision, those on temporary graduate visitor and maritime crew visas will no longer be eligible to apply for student visa while they are in Australia. Hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean Sea has intensified into a potentially catastrophic storm today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.